This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A jury came back Friday with a mixed bag of verdicts involving former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. On one hand, they found her not guilty for obstructing a police officer for an incident from last year, while on the other, Peters was found guilty of obstructing government relations, CPR's Benta Berglund reports.
This case is separate from the charges that Peters tampered with her county's voting machines. The obstruction case stemmed from an incident in which Peters resisted efforts by Grand Junction police to seize her iPad after she was accused of recording a court hearing without permission and lying to the judge about it. Her sentencing will be April 10th. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
Meanwhile, other charges involving Peters are still pending. Her trial for tampering with election security and equipment is set for August. A bill that would require companies to give their workers regular schedules and then compensate them for any last-minute changes failed at the state capitol this week. Democratic lawmakers who voted against the bill said they support its goals, but were concerned about possible consequences. Representative Nikita Ricks.
Some of the issues that I had with the bill, looking at it as a whole and for Colorado, was the one-size-fit-all approach for every industry.
The bill, which was overwhelmingly failed in committee, was strongly opposed by many business groups. Rick says she'll try again someday. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.